Zandy, this is the of Rice and Zen Microcast, and I'm re-recording this because audio fucking boost for the fucking iPhone just fucking crashed. Sorry, I just said that bad word three times, but audio boost, stop with the crashing. Actually, it's probably Apple's fault because everything crashes on the iPhone. There, I said it. Anyway, I wanted to tell you some good news because every time I meet a new person, it ends up being a story of shock and trauma that I can't even explain to you because it's too horrible. But this time, it's a very nice story about a little village community. I met a girl called Aya, and her relatives live in Imazu, in Nakadu, the city in Oita Prefecture in Kyushu, and she's related to everyone in the village. Her great-grandmother had kids under five marriages and raised kids that weren't even her own, and her great-grandfather, her husband, was one of twins, which means that she calls every older female in the village Onesan, whether they're blood relatives or not. She has no way of telling because they were all raised communally, and it's almost irrelevant if they're blood relatives or not. So all of the villagers are farmers or fishermen because it's a rural area. There are onsen in the area, which is what they do for entertainment or to relax. And when they are going to the onsen, they'll drive around the village just picking up people who might want to go to the onsen. And when the car is full, they'll go. They don't know who they've got in the back and whose relatives raised by who, but it doesn't really matter because they're either family or as good as family because they were raised as family, or they children of the guy who looks exactly like the other guy, so it doesn't really matter whose is whose. It's just a car full of people. So recently Daihatsu opened a plant near there, and they built a road to connect their factory to whatever meager amenities and infrastructure is around, and that road has been the talk of the village for months. So every time Aya goes home, she has to go, "Yes, it is a fine road, I have seen it." She's been taken to see a road. "Yes, well done, it's a fine piece of asphalt." In the evenings, they collect at whichever house has the lights on and talk and have dinner together, which I think is lovely. In Obon season, Japanese people's ancestors are believed to return to the mortal plane from the afterlife, and great kanji and other pictures are huge kanji are set on fire on the mountains around Kyoto, for example, to guide the spirits back to the underworld on Okuribi at the end of Obon season. And the men even used to dress up as women throughout this time to discourage the dead from forming earthly romantic attachments to the living and to ensure they went home properly. Which is weird. At this time of year, it's common for the Japanese to visit their ancestors' graves. This is a family grave where everybody's laid to rest and to pray for their souls. And when Aya did this in Imazu, she found herself in a graveyard full of graves of people and family she may or may not have been related to. But as she thought she was related to everyone in the village, she decided that she should pray at all of them. So she went round one by one praying at every single grave in the graveyard until she reached the newest looking one at the end. And then her granddad told her, "Oh, you're out of time. Wait a second, I'll split this into two parts. Bye-bye."